All right.
Yeah.
Are you doing a freaky voice again?
Oh, this is a Halloween show, yes.
The Monster Mash.
Yeah, the Monster Mash.
We do the Monster Mash.
Yes.
Okay, I'm out.
I don't know. I don't have anything, okay, whatever.
You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better than a drought in spring. It's better than a bumblebee sting. It's better than a soggy buffalo wing. It's better than a flood in your home. Two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Okay, in this show, we're going to do the Halloween thing that we were going to do last time that we didn't do last time, we're going to do this time. That's what we're going to do. Do you have anything to add?
Seven.
Okay.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
What is the wording of the daily Bible verses seems to be changed in how they are worded? What?
What?
Nothing. There's a comment from somebody.
The wording in the daily Bible verses seems to be changed in the way they are worded?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Who left that message?
One of the subscribers for Daily Bible Wisdom.
Oh. Well, I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
That's your deal.
I know, but I don't understand what it means.
Well, you need to find out.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Plus seven.
Huh?
What?
All right, so we're going to talk about Halloween today.
We are?
Halloween.
Ooh, Halloween.
Now,
what about it? I don't do Halloween.
Well, okay, so we didn't get a chance to talk about this last week or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was Halloween, so just want to touch on it briefly. At work.
You guys touching stuff. Stop touching stuff.
At work, we have two... three HR personnel. Okay, one of them
is one of them named Puffin Stuff.
No, okay. One of them's the main lady, and she's the I call her the HR lady, right? She
not Puffin Stuff.
No, okay. She came by and they were giving out little trinkets.
Trinkets. I like trinkets.
Yeah. I guess.
Guess I like trinkets. Well, what's wrong with trinkets?
These are the little grab bag trinkets, like a little tic tac toe trinket and. A thing with a pumpkin with some bubbles in it, and I didn't understand that part. It's like you could have saved the money on that and done something else with it.
It's for morale.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. It's
not moral, but it's for morale.
It's morale. Yeah. So, but the coolest part was she was dressed up like Dracula.
She was.
Yeah, she was in the. She was, you know, she had some the teeth and a little, little bit of blood, and she had the cape and the whole thing. I mean, she was. It was very well done. Not over the top. No, not gore, but a costume. She was, you know, she was working it. So,
okay. Oh, watch out! You all right? Need a drink?
Pardon me. I sucked a duck into my turbine. So
that'll hurt.
But anyway, so she was giving out these trinkets, and she
I like trinkets.
And she says to me, she says, "Do you have any children who will be going trick or treating tonight in your family?"
Yeah.
And I said, yes, I do." And she reached into the bag and she pulled out two little Halloween candy bags, right? You know, for trick-or-treat bags.
That was cool.
Yeah, and she gave me, she said, or show her, she says, how many? And I said, two. And she gives me the bags. And and I thought, now that's a kind of interesting way of asking, are you going to be celebrating Halloween, right? Because we when we go around trick-or-treat, we're participating in
pagan ritual.
Celebrating Halloween.
Oh, okay.
And so, But she didn't come out and say that. She says, do you have any children who will be going,
worshiping in the jack-o'-lantern?
Who will be going trick-or-treating.
Oh, okay.
And I just thought it was creative. I thought it was a good
on the dead.
Good thing.
She could have said it in many different ways.
No, this is... I like Halloween. Mm-hmm. I'm coming right out and saying, like Halloween. You can't take Halloween away from me.
I'm not taking it away.
I like black Satan. Cats and little bats
Satan.
And pumpkins and little stick-on ghosts. And
Lucifer.
I like getting candy and watching Charlie Brown.
The Great Pumpkin.
A
now
great
that
pumpkin
was
Charlie
a great
Brown?
Lesson if you actually watched the show.
Yes. Yes. See?
Because there was no Great Pumpkin.
Right. And it's a good
Christian
it's
lesson.
Good and clean and that, fun.
That's right.
And I'm all for that. I'm not gonna sacrifice a goat in my front yard or mm-hmm. dance around naked in the moonlight. Mm-hmm. That's a whole other day. And
it starts off small. It starts off with candy at doors.
Uh-huh.
It ends with dancing around naked dead goats. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm not.
It leads to harder drugs. That's right.
Candied apples leads to harder drugs.
That's right.
Well, I just think everybody needs
your drug connection of tomorrow.
Lighten up just a little bit on that whole thing, because it's one step away from having going down to the square and having a book burning.
It's also one step away from going down the square and having a goat burning.
Well, we can have a goat burning. Barbecue it down the square anytime you want.
Sure. Be sure you draw that star with a circle around it before you do all that.
Yeah, that's Well, see, it's interesting though, because
what?
At work, I told you this. At work, they decorated, right? And the person that decorated, she chose what was on the shelf, and what was on the shelf was a lot of gore. Mm-hmm. I'm not about mm-hmm. the gore. To me, that's not Halloween for me.
But Bale is.
But Bale is?
Yeah, Bale.
The
That's the god of Halloween.
The calf, the golden cow thing?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Or was it golden cow? Was it the stone cow? I don't
know. I don't know.
That was a golden cow.
Golden calf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm just messing with you,
man. I know you are.
All right. We personally don't do anything Halloweenish, but I'm not dogmatic about it.
Yeah.
Every year, I think I'm going to give in. Because I really want Helen to dress up cute and go do the cute things that I used to do when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Now, every year I feel like, man, this year, I don't really care. Let's just do something. Just let her have fun. It doesn't matter. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm not taking her to a haunted house.
No.
Or watching a horror film.
No.
I just want to take her down to the square and let her get candy out of people's trunks.
Yes. Pretty much it.
That's what I really want to do, but I don't. Because something always happens. Like this year my uncle died. But, something always happens.
Excuses. Yeah, well, I don't know. Everybody, I know we'll probably get a lot of...
Look, I took her to see a dead person. A real dead person.
Dead person.
So, you can't get more Halloween than that.
Oh. Well...
You're out.
Yeah, I'm out.
I stoned you on that one.
I'm all out, yeah. That's good.
No, but you were going somewhere with this, remember?
No, I don't know. Well,
going with the language and how people get offended by asking questions.
Well, it was really goes back to that question when she asked me whether or not I had people, children are going to trick or treat in my home,
mm-hmm.
and it got the point across. It asked the question without asking the question. I thought that part was genius.
She was able to find out if you were a true believer. Of Satan without actually asking you.
So what it does though is it allows us to be able to communicate with each other, mm-hmm. but without offending each other, right?
Right.
But it also allows us to not. It also enables us not to ask the real questions or to get involved in a conversation. That's going to lead to a better understanding, or at least an educated grudge.
An educated grudge,
yeah. I mean, because if we have these things that we don't talk about the real issues, mm-hmm. then how are we ever supposed to you know, how are we ever supposed to deal with whether or not you celebrate Halloween and or not, you know, or I celebrate Halloween or not, or, and why, mm-hmm. you know, what I see Halloween as a, you know, like I said, putting bats in the windows and, you know, something fun and getting candy.
Why is putting bats in the window fun?
Little stickers.
Bats are gross. You know, they're rats with wings.
Little Dracula things and stuff like that. But
Draculas suck blood.
But you look at it more from the standpoint of the of maybe rituals that have been observed in the past or how it's taken its place in history and that sort of thing.
I lean towards the fanatic, I guess.
I look at it from, you know, the Dolly Madison commercials that used to play
when I was a kid.
When they played Charlie Brown.
There are definitely two sides to Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay. I just think as we get closer to the edge of sanity, as far as the human race is concerned, A, we have to pick our battles. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Halloween, on one level, at a 6-year-old level, mm-hmm. okay, is worth fighting.
No.
On the other hand, I think that the Halloween of horror and the Christmasing of Halloween, mm-hmm. you know, where you have Halloween lights now and you have a movie called The Nightmare Before Christmas and you have this mixing of Halloween and Christmas and it just drives me batty. That's worth fighting for, you see. But that has really nothing to do with my 6-year-old dressing up as a princess and going down and getting candy out of a trunk.
Yeah.
You know? So there you go. So I draw the line here, and I just sort of don't go there.
Yeah.
But I hold nothing against anybody who does, except that they worship Satan.
Well, our whole street was lit up, man. People were back. And this whole street, this whole neighborhood was just... It was
solid kids?
It was insane, yeah. There was just... It was like ants, you know? A conga line of people. And so next year, man, we're going to light up the yard, do some stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I don't think...
Put some dead bodies out there?
No, nothing like that. I mean, just you know, your...
Goats on a stick?
No, your typical bale of hay and some straw or something.
Upside down cross, something like that.
Yeah, you know. I would like
just
to...
Just going
to
put a bale of hay out there and a pumpkin?
Maybe a cauldron or something.
A cauldron?
Yeah. Get some dry ice.
It's dangerous.
Light from the bottom.
Oh, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Do some... stuff.
What's that? That's the voice of the undead. See, and therefore you get close to the line.
The voice of the undead.
I always like the fact that Charlie Brown got nothing but rocks.
Yeah. See, we could do that. We could do a great pumpkin sign. See, we could do a whole placards, you know, mm-hmm. statue, those things, those silhouette placard things.
Sure, yeah.
You know, stick them out in the yard.
Just like to do at Christmas. All right, let's learn what Ruthann has to say.
Buenos dias, ardias. Bonita here with your verse for this glorious day in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 3:4. For when one says, I am of Paul, another I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? How many times have we been asked what religion we are? Do you answer with, oh, I'm a Christian and I go to such and such a church, or I listen to such and such an evangelist? Does where we go or whom we listen to identify us? Shouldn't it be that we should only be identified with the great I am, the Alpha and Omega? Though we need to gather together, there are times that we associate more with the congregation than with the Master. I pray that the next time I am asked the above question, I have the strength to say that I am a Christian and that I serve a risen Savior. May our Lord and Savior look down upon us this day and fill it with His joy and peace. Now back to Los Dos Artillas Ciego.
Very good.
And there we have our little Latino spiritual reader there. Whatever. I don't know. I made that up.
Really?
What?
You made that up?
Yeah.
Huh.
What?
Nothing. Okay. No, nothing. I didn't have anything to say there.
Nothing?
Nothing to say. I'm not going to say a word here.
I'm not going to say a word here.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us today, and we hope that you have had a good time. We certainly always do.
Okay. And if you have opinions on Halloween that agree with me, please send them to comments at twoblindsquirrels.com.
And Brad will read all of them.
Sure. Well, I don't know if I'll read them on the show, but I'll read all of them.
He'll read them.
Sure. Yeah. If you have opinions that agree with Charlie, you can do yourself.
Can do what?
What?
Jump over where?
I don't know. Couldn't hear myself. Music's too loud. I can't hear it. Where's your head? I don't like that. Yeah. No, seriously, if you do have comments that agree with Charlie, go ahead and at any time that you'd like. Okay. Well, thank you all. And there you go.
It's good being loved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep your stick on the ass.
Bye, Austin Diaz.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner, and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity.
This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.